Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 4, and we're reading verses 6 to 15.
So we rebuilt the wall till all of it had reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, "The strength of the labourers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Also our enemies said, "Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and will kill them and put an end to the work." Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, "Wherever you turn, they will attack us." Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families, with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes." When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work.
Our focus is on verse 9. We prayed to our God and posted a guard. Throughout the book of Nehemiah, we find this combination. Prayer to the Lord leads to action on the ground. Like Nehemiah and his co-workers, we must turn to the Lord first, not as a last resort. It's easy to react to situations by getting stuck in to sort things out. But Nehemiah teaches us an important lesson. However great the pressure, come to the Lord first, and then act as he leads. If we accept that the Lord wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives, then that will help us to be open to his leading. As Nehemiah demonstrated so often, effective prayer can be short and to the point. So just as we might text a friend, let's keep in touch with the Lord throughout our day and be guided by him in all we say and do. A prayer. Heavenly Father, in all that I say and do today, please help me to be mindful of you. When I am under pressure, help me to take time to offer the situation to you and then to act in a way that reflects Jesus. In his name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.